What is Java used for? In the early days of Java, it was assumed that it would be used mainly for applets, small Java programs embedded in web pages. Applets offer the benefits of a fully-fledged programming language, allowing developers to embed just about any functionality. A combination of performance issues and a lack of standardization has hampered the widespread adoption of applets, yet Java has had enormous take-up as a programming language in other areas. One of the most significant and not widely predicted uses of Java is for server-side web programming, or the creation of web applications. This is very different from the original focus on applets, as the resultant applications generally run exclusively on the server, and thus, within reason, will run with any browser. The web browser, Netscape, Internet Explorer, or Opera, for example, sees a series of standard HTML pages and forms, and is unaware of what programming language is running on the server. This is in significant contrast to applets, where the web browser needed to be configured up to run the right version of Java. Web applications are a huge area of growth, with such Java technologies as servlets, JSP, and Enterprise Java Beans, that is, EJB. Servlets and JSP are usually compared with Microsoft ASP and the open source PHP technology. Database vendors have a huge need for portable software. Imagine you are running Oracle or Infomix and you need to develop for Windows XP plus heaven knows how many flavors of Unix. This is probably why several of the database vendors, Oracle and Sybase to name two, have decided to embed Java virtual machines in the heart of their database systems. Since the release of Oracle version 8.1, a Java programmer has suddenly come a long way to being an Oracle programmer, as it has a Java virtual machine in the heart of the database.